know what's missing, though? There's not a lot of deals being done. Although I should say J&J did a deal today.
Yeah, they did. It was a big one,
too. Right. Buying a Biomed for about $17.3 billion, $380 a share in cash. It was about a 50% premium to that stock's close yesterday before the deal was announced. But we have seen a flurry of Bloomberg stories just noting on how M&A has really slowed down this year.
Well, that's kind of, you know, we see that in the markets. We see it with Fed policy.
Totally.
Really wondering what it portends for 2023. We've got a great voice on this. Mark Cooper is CEO of Solomon Partners. He joins us via Zoom from New York City. Mark, good to have you with us. How are you?
Doing great, and thanks for having me.
So it's not just us, right? A deal is not being done every day like it was in 2021. I mean, we're seeing that play out, and we're seeing that in the data. What to you is preventing deals from happening right now?
Well, first we should level set, because when you compare anything to 2021, it's like comparing it to the, you know, top M&A market in the history of modern times. So that's a very unusual hurdle to mark to market. But if you look at it relative to, you know, 2019, call that the last clean year pre-COVID, you know, we're doing okay this year. It's not a bad market. Again, last year was off the charts. I've been doing this for a long time. I've never seen anything like it. So it's not as bad as some would believe. Having said that, has it slowed markedly? No doubt. Are there incredible headwinds, not the least of which are interest rates and the economy and future outlook of business that are causing pause for concern? Yeah, sure they are. But I think, as we've seen even this week, the M&A markets are here to stay and are active.
Well, okay, and that's fair, because there are deals being done, and Elon finally put a ring on it with Twitter and got that done on Friday after several months. But what's interesting is...
Reluctantly.
I was going to say.
Getting the courts involved.
Dragged to the altar, as they say. But there is a darkening outlook, Mark, for deal financing, which is complicating the M&A backdrop. Talk to us about that and what's going on.
Again, so we say darkening outlook. It has darkened, and it's been that way for quite some time. And what you're referring to really is the public or the fully distributed debt market, the high yield market, as we call it.
Right.
And those are the ones underwritten by the big financial institutions that have traditionally financed the large transactions. That has been closed for months, and that won't reopen for a fairly long time. But yet, all these recent transactions are getting done, and they're not getting done with any help from the fully distributed markets. Look at the most recent transaction that was announced, which is the deal for Emerson Electric.
With Blackstone, right?
With Blackstone. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the structure, it was a significant amount of private capital. So as we know, one of the great changes in this go around in the M&A market is that there's an enormous opportunity to raise capital with private funds. Back in the last downward trend in M&A, which was back in 2008, that private capital market maybe was a couple hundred billion dollar market. Now it's close enough to a $1 trillion market, and they're doing deals. The second piece is people being creative, and in that case, Emerson came back and gave a seller note. So in other words, they financed a portion of the transaction, which is very, very smart, because all that means is that at some point when the markets rationalize and the high yield market comes back, which it will, they'll just refinance it.
Hey, Mark, we don't have a ton of time, so I wanted to make sure to jump in with this question about bankruptcies and distressed companies. When you look out across the landscape right now, what do you see there? Because we know that companies are tightening the belt, but what are we seeing in terms of distressed?
It's still modest relative to what you would think, given how interest rates have risen. And part of it is there's still pockets of capital that people can use, because it's all about cash. I mean, the only reason why, I know it sounds obvious, the only reason why you go bankrupt is if you don't have any capital. So one is there are still pockets out there that would reinvest. And number two is that many of the sort of distressed companies have fairly modest covenants. So it has to be a case where they simply run out of cash before they're going to have an issue with their lenders. But having said all that, it will rise, and the bankruptcy and restructuring world will increase, and certainly increase relative to what it's been, which has been nil over the past bunch of years.
Mark, really quick, 15 seconds. Does what you're seeing in terms of deal conversations, deal flow, speak recession to you? And you do need to be quick if you could.
It doesn't speak recession. It does and it doesn't. So on one hand, they want to invest in companies that are recession resistant.
Right.
On the other hand, they're going to put money to work.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you. Mark Cooper, he's CEO of Solomon Partners, joining us via Zoom in New York City. You are listening and watching Bloomberg Business Week. Carol Masser, along with Tim Stenovic, live on YouTube, radio, and on Bloomberg Quick Take. This is Bloomberg.